Here's Chuck Lura with Natural North Dakota.
Have you ever seen a bobcat? If so, I suspect you're among the few North Dakotas that have. So it might come as a surprise to learn that they reside in the state, particularly in the West. The bobcat's native range covered much of southern Canada, the United States, and into Mexico. Vernon Bailey, in his Biological Survey of North Dakota from 1926, stated that they were fairly common in the western part of the state, and noted that the badlands, with brushy bottomlands, provided good habitat. He also cited Theodore Roosevelt's report of a bobcat raiding his chicken coop in 1883. More recently, Robert C. Bloom in his Mammals of North Dakota listed bobcats as uncommon in the eastern part of the state, but fairly common in the west, although they are not often observed. Bobcats stand around 2 to 3.5 feet tall, with males averaging around 24 pounds and females being a little smaller. Their rather short black tails with a white tip resembles bobbed tails, thus the common name bobcats. Rabbits are a favored prey item for bobcats, as are small mammals. I remember helping a fellow graduate student many years ago with his study of food habits of bobcats in South Dakota, which involved analyzing the stomach contents of bobcat carcasses. A rabbit's foot is often considered to be a good luck charm, but we found a lot of unlucky rabbit's feet in those stomachs. Bobcats have a preference for rough country with scattered areas of good cover, such as would be provided with shrubby and wooded areas. Although they are more active at all times, they're more active and apt to be observed around sunrise and sundown. The size of the home range can vary considerably. Seabloom notes that it can vary from around 3 square miles to 23 square miles, depending on prey availability and other factors. So if you're out and about, particularly in the western part of the state, around sunrise or sunset, consider occasionally finding a good spot to look over the countryside and taking a few minutes to scan the landscape for animal activity. You're apt to see something moving out there, and with a little luck, maybe even a bobcat. I've put links to more information on bobcats along with a text of this Natural North Dakota. You can access them at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.